question. When in our close relationships we find the other person behaving in very troubling ways, often because of being influenced by various kinds of contacts through social media, then we can't even speak strongly against them because that is seen as an interference in their personal affairs. And yet, how can we tolerate infinitely? What do we do in such situations? Answer: yes, this is a very difficult situation when we feel that people with whom we are bound in a close relationship start behaving unreasonably. In general, it's very difficult in today's world to restrict anyone, because it's such an interconnected world and there is a whole ethos of everybody wanting their space, their freedom, which is also understandable. You know, if somebody else tried to restrict us, we would also rebel against it. So on one side, that aspect is there. The other side is every relationship means that there is associated with a certain amount of restriction. Now, the love, any relationship is a bond. Bond means it connects, but what connects also restricts. We cannot have the connection without the restriction. And depending on the extent to which people accept the restriction, to that extent, that connection will become deeper. So, at the very least level, if two people are to be close to each other, they have to spend some quality time together. And that means they may have to say no to some other things. If something is important for one person, the other person has to spend time in that. The other person keeps saying yes to other things, doesn't restrict other engagements, and there is no time spent over there, and then the connection doesn't happen. So, in our relationships, this basic understanding has to be there, that they say that good fences make good neighbors. So, different people may need different amounts of space in their relationship. Even children also, as they grow up, as children, the amount of space they need, and as teenagers, the amount of space they need is different. So, the fences also are not fixed in position. But it is good if the fences are arrived at with mutual understanding. So, it's not that one person makes the demands and the other person submits. There should be four times, not when there is a heated discussion going on and one person feels restricted and other feel neglected or whatever, but when there are times of calm, mature discussion, maybe once a week, once a fortnight, once a month, apart from just functional discussions that we have for doing this, doing that, we sit down and try to have some kind of heart-to-heart connection, heart-to-heart talk, where both parties express their concerns. And that way, the fence is decided with mutual understanding. So the other person doesn't take undue advantage, nor does any person feel unduly restricted. So when there is agreement, as I said, good fences make good neighbors. Now, in some cases, in some relationships, people may want a lot of space. And then that just means that they're not needing or wanting a very close relationship. If that is the case, they want more space, then we can give, if we are not emotionally dependent on that person, as long as they are doing the basic responsibility in their relationship, then we can give them the space and we can seek our sustenance, our emotional nourishment, our reciprocation. There are many relationships that we have. That is one problem in nuclear families, whereas compared to joint families. Joint families and people get the emotional nourishment from various relationships. Nuclear family, a lot becomes dependent on the spousal relationship itself. the pressure on that relationship becomes a lot, and that also creates problems. So we cannot be idealistic. We have to be realistic. But realistic doesn't mean also that we can be expected to have infinite tolerance. Tolerance is a good virtue to have to prevent an explosion from happening on some minor provocation. But tolerance is not a substitute for balance. Tolerance means that the other person is doing something and I'm tolerating. But balance means there's some forum, where some time, there's proper discussion, there's mutual understanding, and then we move on. So by both parties arriving at understanding of where the fence lies in this relationship, we can move on. So that discussion has to take place sometime or the other. And then once the discussion and the agreement has come, then it can be pointed out. This is what you had said, and this is not being done. Not in the fault-finding way, but in the objective way. See, the problem comes when you just imagine the situation that, say, if a teacher is having an exam, and the teacher doesn't tell the student in advance how many marks you have to pass. The teacher has set the criteria that the student has to get 70% marks to pass. And the student is thinking, I just have to get 35%. And then, because of lack of clarification of expectation, the teacher says, you have failed. Hey, but I did well. How could you have failed me? So the problem was lack of clearly defined expectation. So the teacher had told you, this is my expectation. He said, no, this is unreasonable. No, but this is my expectation. If you want to be in my class, you have to get this. Then the student will decide in advance, I have to get 70%, I have to study much more. So if we feel that we are being measured against a standard that we have never accepted, then it becomes a serious problem. But there has to be a standard. You know, this teacher cannot just pass anyone and everyone. The student gets 5%, 5 marks, and the student teacher expects to pass. That cannot work. So if the standard is understood, it's communicated, it's accepted, then whatever we speak is objective. Otherwise, it is just subjective. You know, you are very neglectful, you are very responsible. Yeah, and these sort of categorical statements, value judgmental statements as we call it, they are very hurting for people. They are very alienating. Because there, the situation is not just if somebody says you are irresponsible, well, what do I say? It's an attack on my character directly. But if I say, you had said this, you do this, but this has not been done, this has not been done, this has not been done. And therefore, it's difficult for me to avoid the impression that you are being neglectful. So we, rather than blaming the other person, so in general it is said that you want to communicate. What happens is, there are certain actions that people do, and rather than telling them the problematic actions, we tell them the conclusion from that action. You are irresponsible. And that immediately makes the person defensive. Instead of that, we tell the action, we tell what is wrong with the action, this was what was expected, this was what we had decided, and then tell how we feel about it. So, you know, you had said you would be doing this, but this has not been done so many times, and actually I feel hurt by this, I feel upset by this, you know, I feel angry because of this. So, this way, that person also gets a clear understanding, not just a blanket judgment. And then we can move forward and make things, try to resolve things. So that's why Anudvega Karam Vakyam. Krishna says, speak in a way that does not agitate people's mind, 17:15. So I wrote a Gita article recently, speak to give others peace of mind, not a piece of your mind. Like this. So overall, if you define the boundary, define the fences properly, understand where the fences are, and then have proper communication to reposition the fences when necessary, the clarified expectations are there, then with the clarified expectations, rather than making value judgment about the other person, we state the action, state how it does not agree with the accepted expectation, and then tell our emotion, tell our feeling about it. Then there can be proper restorative action on that person's part. So tolerance has to be on one, essential in the relationship, but there also has to be balance. It's not that tolerance means one person is constantly adjusting. Other person is taking them for a ride. There has to be both-way communication. Then that way the balance can come about. Okay. Thank you.